Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. The NASDAQ composite just punched through to a new record high, closing at 21,885. But the S&P and Dow were a bit more subdued.
Subdued is the word. It felt like a very top-heavy advance. All the energy was concentrated in a few mega-cap names, right?
Exactly. Information technology and consumer discretionary were the clear leaders. You saw the Vanguard Megacap Growth ETF climb, while the equal-weighted S&P 500 actually slipped. It's a classic narrow market story.
So who were the big drivers in tech? I saw semiconductors were running hot again.
They were. The PHLX Semi Index was up nearly a full percent. Broadcom was the standout, still riding high from that impressive earnings report, up another 3.2%. And Oracle caught a nice bid, up almost 2.5%, with traders positioning ahead of their earnings tomorrow.
Interesting. But not everyone in tech was celebrating. Apple was down ahead of its big September event, which is a bit of a classic sell the news setup.
It is. And over in discretionary, you had a similar split. Amazon's 1.5% gain was strong enough to pull the whole sector up, even with Tesla taking a 1% hit.
Right. That Tesla news about U.S. market share falling to its lowest point since 2017 definitely weighed on the stock. Competition is heating up in the EV space.
It absolutely is. And speaking of laggards, communication services started strong but then rolled over. Telecom stocks like T-Mobile and Verizon got hammered after EchoStar's spectrum sale to SpaceX. That really shook up the sector.
So we have this record high on the NASDAQ, but the broader market feels hesitant. The advanced decline line was barely positive. What's the underlying sentiment here?
It's cautiously optimistic, but the emphasis is on cautiously. Volume wasn't huge, and there wasn't a ton of conviction. It felt like dip buyers stepping into the big names that pulled back on Friday, but nobody was chasing aggressively. The market is holding its breath for the PPI and CPI inflation data later this week.
That makes sense. So while the indexes paint one picture, are there any individual stories that traders should be watching?
Oh, absolutely. Robinhood and AppLovin were on fire, up 15 and 11% respectively. They're being added to the S&P 500, which forces all the index funds to buy shares. It's a powerful catalyst.
A guaranteed buyer? You love to see it. Any others?
Planet Labs. The stock exploded, up almost 48%. Just a massive beat-and-raise quarter driven by defense and intelligence demand. Their backlog and remaining performance obligations, or RPO, went parabolic. That's a name that just put itself on the map for a lot of traders.
Wow, a 48% move is incredible. Okay, let's pivot to tactical ideas. The market feels mixed, so where are the actionable setups for tomorrow?
This is where it gets interesting. We're tracking two types of plays, continuation and anticipation. For continuation, we're looking at stocks that are already showing strength and breaking out.
The ones with the wind at their backs.
Precisely. Think about the cybersecurity space. A name like Cyber is showing consistent higher highs. We see an entry point around 467 with a stop below 465, targeting a move to 470 and then 472.
Okay, clear levels. What else is in that continuation bucket?
Software names like ServiceNow, ticker NOW, and Monday.com, MNDY. ServiceNow is closing near its session highs, showing real strength. We're watching for an entry near 939 to play for a move toward 944. These are leaders in strong sectors.
Got it. So those are the names that are already working. What about the anticipation setups, the ones that are coiling for a potential move?
This is where we look at the semiconductor space again. Powerhouses like ASML and TSM, Taiwan Semi, they're forming bullish patterns, like ascending triangles and flags. They're consolidating their recent gains and look ready for the next leg higher.
So you're stalking these for a breakout?
Exactly. For ASML, we're watching for a test of that 799 resistance level. A break there could send it toward 802 or even 805. For TSM, the key is the 247.80 resistance, a push through that could target 248.50.
All right, that's a fantastic watch list. Before we wrap, let's nail down the key index levels everyone should have on their screens for tomorrow.
For the S&P 500 proxy, SPY, key support is around the 645 level. That's where buyers have shown up before. Near-term resistance is up at 650.9.
And for the NASDAQ, the QQQ?
Support is at 578, a level that has held multiple tests. Resistance is right overhead at 579.5. A clean break above that could bring in fresh momentum buyers.
Perfect. So the final takeaway for traders heading into tomorrow, a market hitting new highs, but with caution signs flashing underneath. The game is about being selective.
That's the bottom line. Don't chase the headline index moves. Focus on the leadership names and the specific tactical setups that are showing relative strength. Manage your risk, know your levels, and be ready for the inflation data to shake things up.
Excellent advice. That's all the time we have for today. Trade smart, and we'll see you tomorrow.